And now to cell phone use in a big continent, Africa. From rural farmers who can scan for the best prices before selling their wares to doctors who can get detailed instructions on how to treat the sick in isolated areas to distance education via video conference, cell phones are helping to transform Africa. But one cell phone maker is mostly absent from Africa's tech revolution. In a recent issue of Foreign Policy magazine, Dayo Olopade writes that for the vast majority of Africans, Apple effectively does not exist. Olopade notes that offerings on the iTunes store have never been available in Africa, and iPhones that make their way to Africa through unofficial channels cost 10 times more than they do in the States. Olopade joins us now via Skype to help explain why Africa has been unable to take a bite out of the apple, and she's still in Africa. You're in South Africa, is that correct?
That's right. Straight to you from Cape Town.
So why is there such a dearth of iPhones in Africa?
Well, the primary issue is that there's a market for cell phones in Africa. There's a big one. It's a continent that just ticked past a billion people, all of whom are experiencing increasing standards of living that allow them to be consumers. And so big major telecoms, Nokia, Samsung, even Google, are starting to play in this market. Apple hasn't seen the same market opportunity. And so they have not sold the iPhone widely across the continent.
So if iPhones are available in small numbers, where would one find them within Africa?
I have seen a couple here in South Africa. I actually went to an iStore, which is not an official Apple store. It was a very upscale part of Cape Town, which is one of the wealthier cities in the wealthiest country in Africa. It's not the sort of thing that's managed to trickle down to people who are starting to rely ever more on mobile devices. And I think the iPhone is missing out on a big market.
You know, this is curious because Apple as a company seemed intent on trying to conquer the world with this stream of new products that it seems to roll out almost every year, if not every few months. Help us understand why Apple would turn its back on such a huge market. Is it the phone that they're not making available, or is it the platform, the issue of bandwidth?
Well, infrastructure is the backbone of the entire African technological revolution. Several new undersea fiber optic cables are coming online on the east and west coast of Africa that will improve this connectivity. One of the folks I spoke to for this story called having an iPhone like having a Maserati in traffic because bandwidth is not widely available.
I know that you tried to reach out to Apple to get their explanation for this. What exactly did the company say?
There was no real response. I did sort of ask the folks here at the head office in South Africa, as well as the folks out in California, if they had a reason for why they're not playing more in Africa and when and how the iPhone might be more available. But I think, you know, again, the cost issue is a real one. It's something that is out of reach for most people. And for the, let's say, top 1% of earners who are able to afford an iPhone, it's not necessarily enough of a market for Apple to see a need to invest.
Dayo Olopade was speaking to us about her article in Foreign Policy magazine about the dearth of iPhones throughout Africa. Dayo, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.